This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Victor Davis Hanson recently wrote about the leftist mind, and that got my attention since I've recently written a booklet on the liberal mind. My goal was to describe the foundational assumptions of a liberal mindset. Hanson instead reminded us of how leftists supported the Electoral College and every decision from the Supreme Court. Until recently. A decade ago, Democrats loved the Electoral College. The blue wall states made the election and re-election of Barack Obama possible. Then the wall crumbled in the 2016 election to Trump, and now they condemn the Electoral College as a relic of our anti-democratic founders. Leftists love the Supreme Court decisions on abortion, school prayer, same-sex marriage, pornography, and Miranda rights. The left cheered the court as it made the law and ignored legislatures and presidents. They welcomed justices appointed by Republican presidents who drifted leftward and provided the needed votes on affirmative action to Roe versus Wade to Obamacare. What was the response? Was there any serious right-wing talk of packing the court with six additional justices to slow down this overreaching left-wing majority? Or of a mob massing at the home of a left-wing justice? Certainly not. But now that there is a narrow majority of originalist justices on the court, the once-beloved court is being slandered by leftist insurrectionists as illegitimate. Every sort of once-unthinkable attack on the court is now permissible. So if you're looking for any consistency, you will not find it. Each of these examples illustrates the end justifies the means perspective of the leftist mind. And that's why it is difficult to take many of these current arguments seriously. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.